T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
TheBenz.com.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM-HD1. New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
WFAN Sports Flash.
Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Good evening at 11 o'clock. I'm Marco Belletti. Make it 7 losses in 8 games and 13 in their last 20. Yankees continue to search for answers after coughing up a 3-1 seventh inning lead in Seattle. Mariners took the season series from the Yankees for the first time in 20 years.
We know we're going to be fine in the long run, but it's definitely, you know, it gets more and more frustrating every day that we don't come out and win. We're definitely not satisfied with that.
Kyle Higashioka belted a 2-run shot. Aaron Judge, league-leading 45th homer in the loss, but the Bombers just 4 hits. They'll get the day off before they continue this road trip with the Red Sox Friday night. For the Mets, everything continues to go right.
And with that hit and those 2 runs batted in, Francisco Lindor has now tied the New York Mets single-season record for RBIs by a shortstop. Francisco Lindor, on the 10th of August, now has 81 runs batted in.
Harry Rose, that called WCBS 880. That's now 6 straight wins, 15 and 17 games as the Mets capped the sweep of the Reds. Taijuan Walker, 6 strong for his 10th win. 77 degrees under cloudy skies in Central Park, and that's what's happening. I'm Marco Belletti.
Have something to say? We'll answer the phone. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Yeah, right back. I told you I'd come back. I don't care if we got a break 3,000 times. I'm in here. Keith McPherson on the Fan till 1 a.m. Coming up is Pat Boyle. What's up, PB? I don't know if PB's listening. What's up, PB? Making your way to the station, I bet. We're hanging out. Me, Marco, Amanda, Sus. I think John was in here, you know. WFAN New York. Yeah. All right, so, I mean, obviously I'm having a good time, even though the Yankees are trash can. Basura. Garbaggio. Bums. I mean, it is what it is, though. Like, I can laugh it off. I can still have a good time. And I can still be concerned and be panicking a little bit because they are in first place, because they do have 70 wins, because the story is not over. We watch baseball every year, right? 1 year, the Washington Nationals got hot. And 2 years after that, it was the Atlanta Braves. Maybe it'll be the Yankees. I was saying on MLB Network the other day, the parody in baseball is like my favorite thing. Like in basketball, it's like the Warriors or LeBron are going to win. In football, it's like Tom Brady is going to win, or a super team like the Rams is going to win. In baseball, we do not know. We have no idea. Even if it looks like the Braves or even if it looks like the Dodgers are going to win it, we don't know. They still have to do it. We don't know if they're going to be healthy. Mets fans, pray for health. I'm not praying for the health of the Mets, but if I was a Mets fan, I'd pray for health. I'm a Brooklyn Nets fan. I was praying for health of the Brooklyn Nets 2 years ago because I looked at the big three and I'm like, they can get hot and run through and win. I don't know how many games you got to win in the NBA. I think you got to win like 16 games to get to where you got to go in the NBA playoffs. I'm like, if they stay healthy, there is not one team that can guard KD, Kyrie, and James Harden. Please stay healthy. And God heard my prayers, and he said, we got bigger business than that, bro. Like, they're going to get hurt. It's not meant to be. This thing's going to blow up in a couple years anyway. KD to Philly? Like, if the Nets want to trade Kevin Durant to Philadelphia, they have to leave the Sixers with only a big three of Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Joel Embiid. I want everybody else. Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris. You can send Cork Maz over here, Shake Milton, send whoever they got over there. I want all of them. That's not going to happen. I don't think Sean Marks wants to deal with Daryl Morey again because the Brooklyn Nets have ended up with Ben Simmons. The headache, the problem that was Ben Simmons for the Sixers, the Nets inherited him, and they don't know what he's going to do or what he's going to be. But if you want to talk basketball, call up. There's not that much cooking in the NBA. These pro-am tours are interesting. I feel like there's too many people reading into these pro-am tours. Like, oh, Kyle Kuzma just played in a pro-am tour in Utah and went crazy. Pro-am tours are pros playing with amateurs. The pros should be going off in these games, and fans shouldn't be reading too much into the amateurs going off in these games and the pros not. They're workouts. That's all they are. They're just getting runs. They're hooping. And they're not hooping like it's game seven, all of them. So basketball-wise, I'm ready for that, but I'm not really ready for that. Another thing that people are reading too much into are these clips that come out of preseason training camp. Like a Tua Tagovailoa. I don't even know if I'm saying his name right, but he throws a ball today, and it's a duck, and it's nowhere near the receiver, and that goes viral, and now everybody's, Tua sucks. Okay. Or I think I saw Daniel Jones throw a pick, and then that got circulated. It is practice. It is practice. And we used to never see clips from practice. Back when they didn't have phones or even when they didn't allow reporters to record, we didn't see practice because it's practice. It doesn't matter. And even these preseason games don't matter. Coming up tomorrow night, you will get Giants, Patriots, preseason game right here on The Fan. We'll have the coverage of it. And if you're ready for some football, if you're a Yankees fan, that's a Giants fan, disconnect from the Yankees completely tomorrow. They're off. Put your Giants jersey on for the first time going into this season. And get ready to watch some of these players that are trying to make the team. And this new regime, the Brian Daboll era, the Joe Shane era. Cool. We're getting there. And Deshaun Watson, the ongoing saga that is Deshaun Watson, this guy's going to start. He's going to start for the Browns in the preseason. Might as well. Let him play the whole game. Because I don't think he's going to play for them when the season comes around. I don't think he's going to get into any real games. I don't think Roger Goodell and the NFL like how they structured that contract. They're going to make sure, they're going to see to it that he doesn't play another year. So it's going to be 2 years in a row that he doesn't play. But in those 2 years, he's going to make $11 million. Not bad. Not bad deal. But yeah, we're getting close to the sports equinox. We're getting close to that time of the year that I say it's the most wonderful time. I'm not a big Christmas guy. Christmas is cool. The most wonderful time of the year is when there are all four major sports going. When we are going into October postseason baseball, when we're, I don't know, 5 weeks deep in the NFL, we got preseason hockey, preseason basketball. We're talking about everything. We're looking at everything. And if you're a sports fan like me and you have multiple teams, you feel invested in multiple different things that are going on. And if one isn't going so great, you can flip the page to the other and you can just keep it rocking and rolling. I'm very much like that. I know my mom's listening if she didn't fall asleep, but my mom knows, like, when I was a kid, and even now, especially with the Cowboys, like, when the Cowboys lose, you will not see me in Dallas gear. I pack it up. It's ceremonious. But when I was a kid, I would like wear my sports gear with the seasons. All summer I'm wearing the Yankees. And then when we get into the fall, I break out the Cowboys stuff. And then the Yankees get eliminated. I'm putting the Yankee stuff away for a little while. That's packed up till next summer, spring, whatever. And then I'm rocking with my Dallas gear. And then basketball comes around. All right, let's bring out some Brooklyn Nets stuff. Let's wear some New Jersey Nets gear. And then I just keep rolling season to season to season to season, repping my teams and wearing my teams. And when I'm proud of one, I wear it more. When I'm ashamed of the other one, I put them away in the closet. I'm very big on not having conversations with strangers about sports teams when they're not doing well. Like, I never understood the people. Like, I get upset. When the Cowboys got bounced by the 49ers, I saw this dude in a full-on, like, Cowboys jacket with the Super Bowl patches, Cowboys hat. I wanted to say something to him, but I thought about myself. I don't want those conversations with strangers about my team when they're not doing well. I wanted to say to him, bro, you are brave. What are you thinking? You don't have any other jackets. You wore that Cowboys jacket. You're asking for that attention. Cowboys are America's team to laugh at. You're asking for that. I don't do that. I duck. I don't want any conversations about the team. Like right now, like I said, I'm not wearing any Yankees logos. I came in here with no Yankees gear. My book bag's got a Yankee logo on, but I don't even want to be in the corner store, the bodega, wearing a Yankees hat where someone can be like, Albert Abreu. Like, I don't want that. I don't want that. Can't do it. So all eyes on the sports world coming up. The sports equinox in late September, early October. We'll be here on The Fan talking about sports. You guessed it. Let's get back to the calls. As we approach ones on the clock, 11:11, make a wish for something. I can't tell you because then that'll spoil the wish. Kevin's in Tom's River on The Fan. Go for it, Kevin.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing, man?
All right, still in here watching the Chicago White Sox and Kansas City Royals meaningless game. You know, taking calls, looking stuff up, trying to shift the conversation a little bit away from, oh, the Yankees, what are they doing? But it is what it is. It's time for it.
Well, I'm sitting here watching the Little League, and I just want to say, let's go Tom's River Little League. And, And at the same time, I'm just wondering, have you thought what it's going to be like if in about a week and a half we lose two more games to the Mets, and then come October we have to root for the Mets to beat Houston?
Yeah, I have, actually. Because I was telling Mets fans when they took those two games in Citi Field, like, we're going to run it back. Holler at me when you come to our side, when you come to our stadium, when you come to the Bronx. I said if they win one game, they have taken the series, the season series, and I will tip my cap again. But they still got to come in there and win those games. The way they're trending right now, I think they washed the Yankees. And I think it's lining up where it's Scherzer and DeGrom in those two games. So I'm definitely going, but it might not be so fun for the Yankees fans.
Yeah, it's going to be tough on the way home.
I'll be hosting after it. I'll be at both of those games, and then I'll be on The Fan after, no matter the result.
I got one more question for you. This is John Sterling's last year, right?
I don't know. Was that announced? Did John say he was done after that? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think this is just John scaling it back. John will be back on the call in Fenway coming up this weekend, but Justin Shackle just filled in for him. I don't think John said anything about this being his final run.
Well, let me also ask you this. Do you think that they'll make some special way that, you know, if Judge is chasing it down, that John Sterling is definitely in the booth to give his call for Judge's final, I mean, for, you know, Judge hitting 61 or 62?
At home, yeah. I hope Judge does it in the Bronx. John will be rocking. And I feel like John is refreshed because he's not taking these road trips. Like, imagine John had to do the game last night, 13 innings, and then the Yankees get walked off like that.
Yeah.
You know,
get up early again today. Yeah,
I could. I'm glad John. John was probably fast asleep while the Yankees were giving that game up.
Lucky him.
I was. I tried to stay up, man. And I'm telling you, I woke up. I think by the time I woke up, it was like, I don't know what time, maybe 2-3 in the morning. And I'm like, I snapped into it. I'm like, did we win? And I checked the at bat app, and it was 1-0. I'm like, corny.
Yeah. Same thing here. Well, I love the show, man. You have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. Yeah, isn't that the worst? These West Coast games, there's a bunch coming up. I'm pretty sure the Yankees, let me pull up the schedule. I know they're coming up, but okay, so next week, the Yankees are back home for their only homestand of August, which could be rough because the way Yankees fans are feeling right now and the way these reporters love to ask the Yankees about, how did you feel getting booed? Did you hear the boos? How are you doing with the fans booing you? Yeah, okay. The Yankees keep playing how they're playing and they roll into this homestand against Tampa, Toronto, and the New York Mets, who are all postseason teams, and they can't figure out how to beat the teams that are postseason teams, the good teams, you're going to hear the Bronx cheer a lot, a lot. You're going to hear the boos raining down in Yankee Stadium. They got to figure it out in Boston. Man, sweep the Red Sox and come back home and keep it rolling. It has to happen. Now's the time. This has to be rock bottom. But there is no rock bottom for these guys. They're just moseying along, doo-dee-doo-dee-doo, regular season. Regular season doesn't matter. James and Ron Konkama on the Fan. Go for it.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm all right, all things considered.
Well, I've been a listener to the Fan since the beginning. I'm enjoying your show. You do a great job that you've been on. I have to say, you stepped into some big shoes, no doubt about it. But you're doing a great job. But I got a question. What makes you think, and I'm going to preface this, I am a Mets fan, but listen, the Yankees, the runs we've had have been amazing. If I look back in my lifetime, the Islander run was amazing, and I was a Ranger fan. As a fan, you have to look at certain runs and say it's been amazing. What makes you think this team, this Yankee team this year, is any different than the slouches from the last two? Seriously, what difference? Who do they have on this team that's any different? Judge's run has been an amazing run early in the season. We're back to the same things, injuries. Nobody bunts. They can't move a player from second base with no outs. I mean, what makes you think as a fan, and I know you're a true fan of the Yankees, that this team has any shot of even making the playoffs?
Wait. James, now I got to eject. What are you talking about? Shot at making the playoffs. They're 10 games up in the AL East. They're making the playoffs. Thank you for the call, James. Before we go to break, let me break it down for you. Right now, I don't have faith in this team winning in the playoffs, in the postseason. But the question was, what did I originally think about this team, right? What did I see in this team that I thought was different in past years? Because the same way Mets fans are looking at the Mets, and these Mets are different, Yankees fans were looking at this team in the beginning of the year, and they're like, whoa, we have pitching. Our whole rotation. Pitching like aces. These guys are going seven innings, not giving it up. We have more pitching than ever. Look at the bullpen. Michael King, immaculate innings. Clay Holmes approaching Mariano's record of scoreless innings. Guys like Ron Marinaccio. Wandy Peralta was untouchable. Lefties couldn't hit him. We were looking at this team's pitching like we haven't had this much pitching. We also were looking at the team's defense, that Yankee defense. You haven't heard me say that as much in the last month. The Yankees were playing better defense than they were in the past years because they weren't playing guys out of position. They had true fielders in their true positions. They were running the bases better. I said, whoa, this team steals bases. This team puts pressure on the pitcher and catcher. They're a threat to steal bags. That's what I was looking at was different. And then with the lineup, sure, it's a lot dependent on Judge. But with the lineup, they were passing the baton. They were manufacturing runs. I did see them lay some bunts down. I did see them move the runner, hit some sac flies. I did see them play baseball and not just rely on the long ball. They've gone away from that, and they got to get back to that. And there's a chance that they will, and there's also a chance that they won't, and that is why we watch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That winning percentage, remember that early on in the year? Talking about that winning percentage, I couldn't believe it. I knew it was too good to be true. I'm like, the Yankees are winning at a .750 winning percentage? Too good to be true. Can't last forever. Like, baseball has a way of leveling itself, evening itself out. You can get hot. But only the good teams can get hot and stay hot and never cool too far off. Even the best teams go through losing streaks, but this isn't a losing streak. Like, the Yankees, over the course of the last month and a half, have been one of the worst teams in baseball. And because they had such a hot start, because they were winning at a .750 winning percentage, they're not too hurt by it. They're not too affected by it as far as their goal to get to October, potentially have home field advantage, win the one, see whatever it is. We'll keep it rocking. Couple shout outs. I wanted to send a shout out. So like when I first started here at WFAN, I feel like I got a few pieces of fan mail, which was cool because, you know, working at the fan mail, no pun intended there, but it was cool to get fan mail. I never had anything else where people were sending me letters and, like, you know, there's a lot of people that listen to WFAN and they're never going to call. They're not that type. Or they're not interested in being on air. They're just taking in the conversation. They're being a fly on the wall. They're entertained. And there's also a lot of listeners that aren't on the internet. They don't care about Twitter. They don't care about Instagram. They're never going to send you a tweet. So I always think it's cool to get a piece of fan mail. When I came in today, I got a nice letter. I'm not going to read the letter because it might have been something that this person wanted to keep private. But shout out to Gary Coop. I will send you an email back, not a letter. But shout out to Gary Coop out in Oregon. Greetings from Oregon. And he said he used to be a Jersey boy growing up in Bergen County. I won't read too much of what he said, but I do want to send a shout out to Gary Coop for the nice letter and for listening to my show. And I'd also like to shout out Anthony and the gang over at Tacombi. Amanda's friends hooked up the tacos. I came through. I didn't have any dinner. I couldn't order anything. I've never ordered DoorDash or anything to WFAN. I either bring or I'll go get something before. Amanda, our intern, she's here late. She reached out to Tacombi, and Anthony and the rest of them sent some tacos over, some good money. Appreciate it. And shout out to you guys for listening to my show and sending some food over. So let's keep it rocking. Let's keep it rolling. There's still people on hold. 877-337-6666. Don't blame me. Blame the breaks. Blame the ads. I'm trying to host and have a good show and keep the conversation going with you guys, but we got a break, and that's what slows you down from getting on the fan. So thanks for holding. Let's see who we've got on the line. Alex in Stratford, what's up? You're on the fan.
How you doing, man? Hope you're having a good night.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good. Thanks for calling.
So, I feel like I might be the most optimistic Mets fan in the world, but I tell you what, a lot of Mets fans were let down at the trade deadline because we didn't get too many bullpen pieces other than Michael giving up runs. But we got Vogelback, Naquin, and Ruff, and I tell you what, these guys are legit. I mean, it's like having Cespedes combined in a three players combined in a Cespedes.
Yeah. And you give them the Buck Showalter. He knows where to put them in the lineup. He knows how to mix and match depending on who you're facing, this, that, and the other. And they've paid dividends. That's something I said early on in my open. I said everything's coming up Mets. Their trade acquisitions are balling right away. They're making an impact right away. They're fan favorites right away. They're contributing every day.
I mean, how can't you like them? Guys like that. I mean, it feels like Juan Uribe and what's his name? Kelly, what's his first name? I forget his first name, but it feels like them too. You know, they're fan favorites right when they came in because they made an impact in 2015. But you know what else? Joely Rodriguez, he looked like a whole different pitcher the other night after DeGrom.
Juan Uribe and Kelly Johnson?
No. Kelly Johnson, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like trying to think back. I don't follow Mets that closely, but I do remember when Juan Uribe came over from the Dodgers.
I believe.
Maybe, I don't know. Right.
I mean, he won MVP with the Giants when they won the World Series in 2012, but I believe he was on a West Coast team. But yeah, Joely Rodriguez, I mean, he looked like a whole different pitcher the other night after DeGrom.
Yeah, Joely Rodriguez was on the Yankees last year when the Yankees traded him. I'm like, whatever, it doesn't matter. He's not going to do anything over there.
Yeah, they traded him for Miguel Castro, who's been hurt.
Yep, and he's not been able to contribute because he's been on the IL. But Joely has found something. And I think, like I said, it's all mentality. Who knows what type of meeting Buck Showalter had with him and said, listen, we need you to be this for us, and this is what you're going to be for us. We believe you. Go out there and do it. And he's been doing it.
Exactly. Billy Epler not getting too many bullpen pieces, I feel like that gives those guys in the bullpen who necessarily haven't been that good that extra confidence boost that they trust these guys to go out there and do their job. I mean, Trevor May coming back is a big help. And then having McGill come back down the stretch is going to be a big help. But those other guys, I mean,
they'll figure it out. Something I said about the Mets is that, like, you don't necessarily need to have all of these guys in the bullpen if you have the best rotation. They might honestly have the best starting rotation going into October when you look at, obviously, the top two in DeGrom and Scherzer. But then Cookie Carrasco, Taijuan Walker, Chris Bassett, those aren't bad options either. And
David Peterson, the guy's got a 3.15 ERA. Trevor Williams.
Tyler McGill, he'll be back, right? He might be coming out of the pen. Like, they have enough options, and they have a manager that knows what he has, and he's prepared, and he knows who he's facing, and he knows what buttons to push, right? There was a stat out there that I heard. It was like the Mets are like 71-4 in games that they have like taken a lead in or gone up. Like, they don't blow games. Like, the Yankees have blown games. They've blown leads recently, and it's frustrating because there was a point in time this year where the Yankees would go up and you're like, oh, that's a wrap. Game's over with it. Get it to the bullpen. And now the Yankees go up and they're still trying to get it to the bullpen, and it's like, this isn't the same bullpen. Hold on. The Mets bullpen got Michael Givens. They didn't get all the wish list guys like David Robertson, some other guys, but they got DeGrom back, and they're going to get Tyler McGill back, and they're going to have enough pieces for Buck to figure out how to keep this ship afloat. They're in a great place. I think Billy Epler talked about it, and him saying that there was a robust market, or that there was a lot of, like, I think that made Mets fans feel like, oh, we're definitely going to get a bunch of guys. We're definitely going to get whoever we want. But I think, you know, what he also said, his future model and something else, like, they're smart, man. With their projections, they know what they have on their team. And if you have a team that gets 10 hits plus per game and you have pitchers that can go 7 innings without giving anything up, you're not really leaning on the bullpen that much. You have Edwin Diaz in the bullpen where he can be your 8th and 9th inning guy if need be.
Yeah, could have said it better. But, thanks for letting me call in. Have a good night, and you're doing a great job. I do miss, what's his name?
Steve, right? Steve Summers?
Yeah.
I miss Steve, too. I got
to
hit him up.
I was listening to Steve when I was, like, 8 years old. I'm 22 now, but, I mean, he was the man, but you're doing
he
a great
was
job.
On for more years than I was I've been alive. Like, yeah, he's a mainstay, a staple. Thanks for the call, Alex. Shout out to Steve Summers. I mean, that's my OG. And it's crazy to think that later this month will be a year since my, like, audition day. My audition was August 25th. And that night, I was definitely nervous, and I had no idea really how to fly this plane up here. But I had no idea that they would put me in an article saying that I'm replacing Steve Summers. I was in Puerto Rico when they even, like, suggested that. And I was like, no, don't do that. Please don't do that. Let's not phrase it like that. And, you know, even tonight you've heard someone say, like, you have big shoes to fill. I miss Steve. Like, Steve is forever. He's an icon. They named the break room after him in here. There's pictures of him in here. And, I mean, I wish there was a camera on me the night I got to meet Steve. And, I've had him on every month that I've been on, if you've been paying attention. And I will hit him up again. He's probably going to have something to say about my Subway Series take. But I will have him on again this month because it's August. I haven't had him on this month. And maybe I'll cue it up for him to come on around the time of the Subway Series. So shout out to Steve Summers. He's a legend. He's an icon. You can only hope and wish and dream to be as iconic as Steve Summers. He's one of one. Voice, style, image, way of carrying himself. Like, there will never be another Steve Summers.
Whether you're first time, long time, or all the time, call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Hey, now we rocking. DJ Sus dropping the beats behind the glass. Keith McPherson on the other side of the glass. That's me hosting. Checking my Twitter, checking my phone during the break. My father-in-law, Kerry, is on the line. Not calling, but he texted me. And he reminded me to, you know, keep the positive energy. He said, we got to put that positive energy out there. You know, just watch. In a couple weeks, they'll pull off like 10 wins in a row. The Yankees are capable of doing that. And they'll need to do that at the end of the month when they've got four games out west against the Oakland A's and then another three out west right after that against the Angels. Like, they should run through all of those games. They should win those games. Then they go to Tampa and they've got three against the Rays. Like, they should win those games too. There is a stretch here after this homestand that they're going to have, this only homestand that they'll have in August, where the Yankees can get hot. So positive energy the rest of the way out. It is what it is. They lost the series. I'm still in here like, yo, I can't get over this Vaughn Grissom kid. And I feel like Yankees Twitter is talking about it too. I've seen a couple tweets now on Yankees Twitter like, no way. The World Series champions need some help. They call up their number one prospect. I don't know if he's number one prospect, but a shortstop prospect. And in his debut, his first hit, he hits a homer over the green monster, tosses his bat, and the kid goes legend right away, man. Let the kids play. Call up some of these young kids. They want a shot, and they can help you at the major league level. I don't know. I guess it's a crazy concept. But the Braves have a culture of winning. The Braves just won the last World Series. What do they know down there? They can't be smarter than the Yankees, right? Positive energy, positive energy. Let me stop myself. I'll just keep talking about the Mets. So shout out to the Mets. I don't know if you guys are aware of what they did today. I just think it's cool. And I think it's like something to be spoken on. It's honorable. It's just the right thing to do. So they had their, like, women's in sports. So New York Mets celebrate women's in sports, Women's Day at Citi Field today. And they had a few things go on. The most talked about thing was the walk-up songs. The guys probably, like, you know, picking some songs for the ladies to bop to. You know, I'm a former DJ. I still DJ. One of the rules as a DJ was you play what the girls want to hear. Like, you cater to the ladies. If the girls are dancing, the dudes have no choice but to dance. It's always ladies' night. And the Mets did that tonight, earlier today. And I learned so much. They have a group called the She Unit. She Unit. Women's Day at Citi Field, driven by the employee resource group called the She Unit. They had a celebration of women in sports, a female-focused pregame and in-game programming in honor of Women's Equality Day. Prior to the start of the game, there was a panel of women from the Mets front office. They spoke to other female industry contacts and female-driven community groups. It was a whole panel, and, you know, I just thought it was the right thing to do, a cool thing to do. And I don't know if this is done elsewhere, but it just goes back to this new Steve Cohen regime and this new era of the Mets doing things like this. I thought that was solid. So I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that, and I gave a shout-out to the Mets and them doing that for the ladies, ladies' night, as they swept the Reds. And then Daniel Vogel back goes viral because he comes out to Kalise Milkshake. What is that? Is that my phone? I'm like, what is that sound, yo? I never heard my phone make that sound before. Oh. So I know what that sound is. That's weird. Did I lose something? All right, maybe I'll teach you something with this. So my wife, I don't know if my wife is listening. I lose things all the time. My mom's probably listening, and she knows I lose everything. I don't know. Material things, I can't hold on to them. They're not meant to be kept. When I die, I hope that I go to heaven, and God shows me all the things that I lost and all the people that claimed them. Whatever. So the sound that you just heard was the Tile app. My wife got me this thing called Tile, and I have a Tile in my wallet. I have a Tile on my keys. I have a Tile on my employee badge here at WFAN. And I think I just accidentally pressed the button on my employee badge that, like, it sent off a sound so I could locate my stuff. I have everything. I haven't lost anything. But that little jingle you just heard, I was like, what is that? I thought it was maybe one of Carton's sound machines or something in here. No, it was the Tile app. The Tile app, so I don't lose my things, so I don't lose my keys, wallet, phone like I have every single year of my existence. Okay, back to it. Let's get to the phones. Let's talk to some Mets fans. I'm keeping it positive. There's nothing bad to say about the New York Metropolitans. Linda is in Forest Hills on the Fan. What's up?
How you doing, Keith?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Like you said, first of all, good show. Like you said, as a Mets fan, I'm not going to gloat, but as a Mets fan, I do feel like I'm in unfamiliar territory with the direction this team is going in, especially after the debacle that was last year.
Good. How long have you been a Mets fan?
About 25 years now, and I have grown up with the Steinbrenner years and Jeter and, you know, Brocious and Knobloch and all those guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did grow up hating the Yankees. I don't hate the Yankees anymore. That, I guess that...
There's nothing to hate, nothing to be envious of.
Comes with maturity, but I just, like, you know, I want to say, you told listeners not to feel bad, but I feel bad for the players, for Yankee players, in that, you know, after I watched the Mets game this afternoon, I turned on the Yankee game and I was like, okay, it's nothing again. What's going on? I was watching yesterday's game too, and I was like, okay, Cole's pitching well.
Nothing again. These guys can't hit. The Mets hit the ball all over the place.
and I felt, and then Judge hits that moonshot, and I'm like, wow. First of all, Judge is phenomenal. He's a phenomenal mm-hmm. player. He's probably gonna set the record.
Yep.
But I just don't understand what the Yankees are doing. I don't even with the Mets' success, even with the trade deadline that just passed, I was pissed off. I thought I'm of the mindset that if your team is going well, go for the jugular. You know. With the moves that Epler made at the deadline, I was like, okay, who are these guys?
Not to cut you off, but you just brought up a good point, right? Go for the jugular. They did. it wasn't what the fans thought, right?
And
look at the Padres. The Padres go out there, they get Juan Soto. They get one of the best closers in the game, Brandon Drury, and people think they went for the jugular, and then they lose five games.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, look at the moves that the Padres are doing. They have a literal murderer's row. And it was... I admit I was pissed, but now that they've played the games, the three hitters at least have been paying dividends. I don't know about the bullpen, especially in the postseason though. But you have to go for the jugular. I don't understand, even with the fans that sometimes say, oh, we'll get them next game. No, you have to play to win. Each game.
Every game. Every single game. Step on them. So, like, don't give them any hope. Like, impose your, like, you have, like, I feel like, especially in baseball, you have to set the tone. They'll remember, right? If the Yankees meet the Mariners in the postseason, the Mariners are going in there confident.
I think it's Boone. I think Boone has a really... You can tell he's from California. You know, he doesn't
he's
have
a nice
that...
guy. He spent some time in Philly,
he's a nice, chill guy, but you know, it's the Yankees. You have to have that get 'em attitude, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think he has that.
He has to fire these guys up, and I don't think they look at him like that. That's why I make the reference of cool dad.
Yeah, they,
like, he's the cool dad. He's not the dad that's going to step in the room where you're fearing what he's going to say or do next. He's the cool dad stepping in the room that you know you can get over.
Exactly. And you're the New York Yankees. You need a guy that's going to lead you, and you're going to follow their lead and, you know, be the example. I don't see the Yankees have that right now. I mean, thank God for Buck. I'm not complaining. But even so, I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop as a Mets fan. But but
what if it
Yankees,
never drops? What if this is the year you dreamed of? You just said you're a 25-year fan, and you don't even know how to walk in these shoes. The other shoe may never drop.
I was five years old in 86, so I don't remember a Mets championship. The only championship I have is the Rangers in 94. So I'm still waiting for that Mets parade. But, yeah, go for the jugular, man.
All the time. Killer instinct.
All the time. Keep the foot on the gas. Step on the throat. You have to.
It's sports. It's competitive sports at the highest level. I don't understand the mentality of, we have a chance to win, but we're going to test some guy out right now. We could win the game, but we'll go to our second best option because he needs to throw. We're going to just lollygag I don't know. I never could do that as a manager, as a player, as whatever. I could never play around with the outcome of a game and series to test someone out.
And you have all these issues with Cole being the theoretical ace or not. It's like he gave you a chance to win yesterday, and they could not.
Exactly.
I don't understand.
What a letdown.
What a letdown.
You get this guy to bounce back and pitch like that, and you can't hit for him. That's why I say one thing without the other. They're disconnected. They get great pitching performances in this series, and they lose back-to-back games with guys.
You know what? It feels like they're not a team. They're a collection of individuals.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're licking their wounds. They're feeling bad for themselves. Oh, Monty got traded. Oh, this guy's hurt. Oh, we don't have this anymore. This guy's out for the season.
I totally agree. I'm looking forward to the Subway Series round two.
I bet.
And let's go do this. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call. I mean, I guess I'm looking forward to it, too, because I can go to the Subway Series in the Bronx and not have to go all the way to Queens. But if it's Scherzer and DeGrom, I'm going there to watch Scherzer and DeGrom. I already know it's going to go down. The Yankees, they face aces. They face good pitching. They have nothing. They have literally nothing. I think there's a stat out there. Like, the Yankees are batting under 180 against, like, the top pitchers they faced in the league. So if it lines up where it's Scherzer and DeGrom, I expect some no-hit innings. I expect them to get dominated. And then Edwin Diaz come out. Like, I already know what it is. They've got, 10, 11 days to figure it out. They've got 10, 11 days. And maybe they can figure it out. Maybe they can't. Positive energy. I don't know. But let's keep it positive and move forward.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.